In this seemingly insignificant exchange between the cordial stranger and the recipient of his courtesy was the signal, to him and to her, that she was willing to trust him. As the bag passed from her control to his, so did she. "We better hurry," he said as he walked up the stairs ahead of Kelly. "We've got a hungry cat up there." Even though he seemed to want nothing more at that moment than to be helpful, she was apprehensive about him, and for no good reason, she thought. He was friendly and gentlemanly, and she felt guilty about her suspicion. She didn't want to be the kind of person who distrusts everybody. So they were next approaching the door to her apartment. "Did you know a cat can live for 3 weeks without eating?" he asked. "I'll tell you how I learned that tidbit. I once forgot that I'd promised to feed a cat while a friend of mine was out of town." Kelly was now standing at the door to her apartment, which she'd just opened. "I'll take it from here," she said, hoping he'd hand her the groceries, accept her thanks, and be on his way. Instead, he said, "Oh, no, I didn't come this far to let you have another cat food spill." When she still hesitated to let him in her door, he laughed understandingly. "Hey, we can leave the door open like ladies do in old movies. I'll just put this stuff down and go, I promise." She did let him in, but he did not keep his promise.